is this podcast. Hope you're all having a great day. Since the pandemic is not over yet, please wear a mask to keep you and your community safe. Well, today I have a special episode for you, and I'm going to discuss various aspects of modest fashion in this episode. Hope you love this episode and feel free to share it with your online community. Modest fashion as a market term came to prevalence in the mid-2000s. And this was partly because a number of the brands that first started up came from designers and creative entrepreneurs who were themselves religiously motivated, says Raina Lewis, professor of cultural studies at London College of Fashion. According to Pinterest UK, searches for modest fashion are up 500% since the beginning of 2019. The global modest fashion market is already reportedly worth hundreds of billions and is set to scale up by gargantuan proportions over the next 5 years. When you step outside of this specific realm, it's plain to see that runways, cool brands, and street style stars alike are also noticeably embracing big shapes, covered up silhouettes, and creative layering. Modest fashion is everywhere, but what exactly is it? As a whole, this movement has been picking up the pace for nigh on a decade, but there's still a fogginess about what it means to be a modest dresser, what it looks like, and how it's affecting style-conscious girls right now. The term modest fashion or modest dressing refers to a fashion trend in women of wearing less skin-revealing clothes, especially in a way that satisfies their spiritual and stylistic requirements for reasons of faith, religion, or personal preference. The exact interpretation of modest varies across cultures and countries. There is no ambiguous interpretation as it is influenced by socio-cultural characteristics of each country. Beyond the various interpretations, all agree on the idea that modest fashion means loose clothing, comfortable dressing, and covering of the body according to person's own comfort. May have varied interpretations across religious boundaries and even within them. Commonalities can also exist. For example, many Christian, Jewish, and Muslim women practice the veiling of their head, with Christian women wearing a head covering, Jewish women wearing a tichel, and Muslim women wearing a hijab. On 28 July 2015, a world panel discussion was held in Turin with the aim of defining guidelines for modest fashion. This growing phenomenon has been studied by scholars such as British professor Raina Lewis from London College of Fashion. Among her works on the topic, we can mention Modest Fashion, Styling Bodies, Mediating Faith, and Muslim Fashion, Contemporary Style Cultures. In late 2018, modest fashion was considered a $250 billion industry. Muslim and Jewish women have spoken of modest fashion as empowering. There is a general misconception that modest clothing is inherently oppressive, said Michele Honig, an Orthodox Jewish fashion journalist and the keynote speaker during Fashion Month at New York University for the meeting through Modest Fashion Symposium. But if women in so-called liberated countries still choose to cover their bodies, then they have made a choice. They have agency. However, some feminists have criticized modest fashion, considering it a cynical concept. In 2019, after a modest fashion exhibition hosted in Frankfurt, Germany, Inge Bell from Group Terrades Fames stated that it was a slap in the face of girls and women worldwide who don't want to wear the headscarf or want to take it off. A letter sent by activists to the IMA magazine called the exhibition an attack on both domestic and foreign women's rights activists, also emphasizing that every year thousands of women in Iran are punished for violating this dress code. Modest fashion across religions expresses consensus that it should not be experienced as a limiting factor in style. Brands are churning out design collections that an Orthodox Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu can wear in style. Dolce & Gabbana, H&M, and Uniqlo are just a few names that have entered the modest fashion segment, making clothes that cover most parts of the body while allowing women to experiment with the latest trends. Modest fashion has been a defining style for the past decade. The trend for oversized silhouettes and loose layers has united fashion fans, religious and secular, and has been in part an attempt by Western brands to buy into the lucrative market of Muslim consumers. The shift has also seen the headscarf become increasingly acceptable, even covetable, in Western fashion, with Nike, Uniqlo, Liberty, Tommy Hilfiger, and Dolce & Gabbana, and the brands selling scarves overtly tailored for use as hijabs in recent years. However, remains a lightning rod for controversy. Hijab bans are continually discussed in France, while Switzerland is to hold a referendum on burqas recently, even as governments around the world encourage the use of face masks. China too has prosecuted women for wearing the hijab. In fashion, nothing has illustrated the tension as clearly as the story of Halima Aden, the trailblazing hijab-wearing Muslim model who was celebrated as an icon of inclusivity when she made her debut at Kanye West's New York Fashion Week show in 2017, then worked for Alberto Ferretti and Max Mara in Milan. Aden appeared on magazine covers including British Vogue and won major commercial contracts. Karen Redfield described her as a different beauty, saying she was drawn to her instantly. Her inclusion was a win-win for the Western fashion industry, who slapped itself on the back for doing a service to the diversity nation, while also attracting a profitable new audience. But recently, Aden announced that she was quitting the fashion industry because she felt the work had compromised her religious beliefs, particularly those concerning the hijab. In a series of emotional posts to her 1.4 million followers on Instagram stories, she showed a range of pictures of the way she was styled, with hairs and various accessories used to meet the technical requirements of covering her hair, and said that she had felt deeply unhappy about them. She contrasted these images with photographs wearing coverings she was comfortable in, which covered her ears, neck, shoulders, and chest. Looking back now, I did what I said I would never do, she wrote, which is compromise who I am in order to fit in. Modest dressing is about choice, about beautifully styled pieces that resonate with the wearer and provide an exceptionally fashion-forward approach to being in season. In many ways, modest dressing provides more opportunities for women to dress stylishly. Thank you for listening. You can share your thoughts on modest fashion and tag me in your Instagram post. Get the Instagram page link of my podcast in episode details. And yes, Don't forget to check out the website of my sustainable luxury modest clothing brand, which is named as Fashion Calls, and which aims to promote sustainable fashion, modest fashion, and women empowerment. Through my brand, I aim to spread the actual norms of modest fashion, and my brand also aims to promote sustainable fashion globally. As a sustainable womenswear brand, Fashion Calls offers sustainable luxury designer modest clothing and accessories. The first collection of Fashion Calls will be launched by 2021. You might follow Fashion Calls on Instagram to stay updated. Get the Instagram and website links of Fashion Calls in my episode details. Thank you again. Stay safe, stay empowered. Raise your voice against injustice anywhere.